And I have given you a land for which ye did not labor, and cities which ye built not, and ye dwell in them. Of the vineyards and olive yards which ye planted not, do ye eat. Now therefore, fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and in truth. Put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood, or on the other side of the river, and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve. Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 23. By faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect, or he looked, unto the recompense of the reward. Back into the Old Testament, Genesis chapter 13, for a final reading. Genesis chapter 13 and verse 7. And there was strife between the herdmen of Abram's cattle and the herdmen of Lot's cattle, and the Canaanite and the Perizzite dwelt then in the land. And Abram said unto Lot, Let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdmen and thy herdmen, for we be brethren. Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take the left hand, then I will go to the right. Or if thou depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left. And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plains of Jordan. And it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest out unto Zoar. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves, the one from the other. Verse 14. And the Lord said unto Abraham, after that Lot was separated from him, Lift up now thine eyes, and look from the place where thou art northward, southward, eastward, and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. And it will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man may can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Arise and walk through the land in the length of it, and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. And Abraham removed his tent, came and dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and built there an altar unto the Lord. Now that will be our reading with the Lord's blessing upon it, and we look to God for his help as we look for a few minutes in the remaining part of the afternoon at four men that made choices. We've been hearing of the tongue that is used throughout the day through the course of life. And it's so good to see so many here, and especially young people. We're glad you made a choice to come to the conference. You know, we make choices day by day. Make choices all through our life. There are things that determine and that affect the choices that we make. I want to think of a man who chose to serve. And I want to think of a man who chose to suffer. And I want to think of a man who chose by sight. And we read of a man who chose by faith. Made choices. Maybe there was someone here today and You have come to the conference with a burden on your heart and you're looking for an answer, or you're looking for guidance in a choice that you're going to make that's going to affect the rest of your life. I think of Joshua, and while we've read a few verses at the very end of his life, there were things that took place previously in Joshua's life that helped him to make this choice. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. The first time we ever read of Joshua is back in the book of Exodus chapter 17. Although Joshua was there all the time and he was familiar with the cries of the people in Egypt under bondage, Joshua was one of those that could stand, and we're told that he was Moses' minister in Joshua chapter 1. He would have stood at the Red Sea and he would have seen the mighty work that God did through his servant Moses. Heard the people weep at Marah. Saw them abundantly supplied with manna in the wilderness. We read nothing of them until we come to Exodus chapter 17. And we find Joshua with a sword, faced with Amalek, that pictures to us the flesh. Now, if we're going to make right choices for God, we'll have to know how to keep the flesh in its rightful place. How to take the sword, the Word of God. How to put the flesh in its rightful place. I think of Joshua, and we read of him again in the 32nd, is it, or 33rd chapter of Exodus. And he hears an unfamiliar sound in the camp. The sound of singing. Not like the singing at the Red Sea, when they sang, "The horse and its rider hath he cast into the sea." But they were singing and they were dancing, and a golden calf, an idol, had come into their midst. And we read concerning Joshua that he remained in the tent door. We could go on into the book of Numbers. And Joshua was one of those 12 spies that was sent to spy out Canaan. One of those spies that came back with the grapes of Eshcol and the pomegranates and the figs. Evidence of fruit that was in the land. And with the report, Caleb and Joshua sought to still the people and sought to quiet their hearts. And we can go in and we could possess, we could take this land. Someone said concerning Caleb and Joshua that if you had a blindfold in them, they would have still came back with that report. They weren't going by what they saw. They were going by what God had said, "I'm bringing you out to bring you in." And here was a man, and he was able to lead the people of God. I want to notice and just pass on with this remark that this man made a choice. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As we leave the conference this afternoon, may a choice have been molded and guided by the ministry that has been given by the Spirit of God. But there's those that are going to go away and say, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." I want to think for a moment of Moses, a remarkable man, hid by his parents because they saw that he was a proper child, a child that God can use, preserved him, sheltered him, kept him, and when they had to put him out, put him at the very edge amongst the flags and the river, but at first made for him an ark. Remarkable how that God guided Pharaoh's daughter to the very spot, and when that little ark was opened, the babe wept that would move the whole nation, and one day was going to lead the whole nation. Moses spent 40 years in the courts of Pharaoh. And he spent 40 years in the backside of the desert. But following those 40 years in Pharaoh's court, And I want to kind of zero in on young people today, the education systems that's bent to affect minds, that's bent to affect your values, and in the end, hopefully, will affect your choices. Here was a man, and apparently, those months and those days that was spent in the house of his mother were not spent idly, but it would seem that there was a mother and she was going to take time and she was going to make full use of her short time of molding this little lad who one day would guide, would lead a nation. Dear mother, dear parent today, that little one that you hold, that little one that you're nourishing, one day may be able to be used of God, and you'll have a part to play in molding the heart and the affections of that little one. There came a day in Moses' life when he had to make a choice. You know, you might have said, now I know how we're going to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt. Why, here I am, right in the courts of Pharaoh, next to the throne, with all the pomp and fame and the riches of Egypt. But he chose to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. He made a choice. Not only did it affect his life, it affected a whole nation. It affected the whole purposes of God in the future. You see, the choices that you're making today are going to affect your future, your tomorrow. I want to think for a minute of Lot. If it wasn't for Peter, we wouldn't know a whole lot about this righteous man. His righteous soul was vexed with the filthy communication of the wicked. It was a time of strife. Abraham had gone down to Egypt. Lot had followed along with Abraham. In those days down in Egypt, left a mark upon them. You know, sometimes parents make a wrong step. Like we've been hearing, maybe a tongue is used to offend. Something happens and they make a wrong step. Take a wrong turn. I think of Elimelech and Naomi who intended just for a short time to get away from the pressures of a famine. Intended to come back. While Naomi came back, she left her two sons in Moab. What we do, there may be recovery in our own souls, in our own hearts, but how is it going to affect the children, the younger ones? Abraham's journey down to Egypt had a far-ranging range of effects upon individuals. As they're back now, and riches has accumulated, cattle has accumulated, there was a strife between Lot's herdsmen and Abraham's herdsmen. You know, Abraham might have said to him, look, I'm the older one, I'm your uncle, you better listen to me. He didn't do that. He said, if you're going to go to the right hand, I'll go to the left, so on. And Lot begins to make his choice. And as you watch Lot making his choice, you can see the effect that Egypt and those days down in Egypt has had upon him. And he starts to look around. And he sees grass for his cows. He sees what's going to really help to further the accumulation of his wealth. And he makes a choice. And he pitches his tents toward Sodom. Is there a heart today, here today, and you're beginning to pitch your tent toward Sodom? Sodom speaks of an aspect of this world. And this world, in its subtleness, can trap and can lure the hearts of believers. And you know the story. Lot's choice was disastrous. He lost everything. And one day he had to come out of it alone with two daughters. And his wife turned into a pillar of salt. And I want to close with Abraham. Abraham didn't make a move. Lot separates from Abraham. And the Lord says to Abraham, lift up now thine eyes. I think we have a wonderful lesson in the last part of this 13th chapter of waiting upon God. He waited upon God and God said, lift up now thine eyes and look to the north and to the south and to the east and to the west. Was there any limitation in that? As far as you can see. Now Abraham may have been able to see the boundaries of his inheritance, but we can't. We have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. We've been chosen in Christ. We're placed in Him. Are the choices that we're making a result of divine direction, waiting upon God, listening for His Word? Not only that, but God told them to walk on it. And to move in on it. And we close that chapter with reading these words. Abraham built an altar. May God help us today as we will move away from this conference meeting for the interval, that there may be hearts that have been attracted to Christ as we've been hearing from the epistle to the Philippians. There might be joy. That there might be that carefulness with our speech. You see, Solomon said, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. That there might be that willingness to allow God to have His direction and His guidance in the choices that we make in life.